Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're very glad that you're listening in today. Today, we are talking about knowing the birth mother and what exactly that entails and how that comes to be. Brandon and Beth are our guests today, and I welcome them to the show. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedules to be with us on Adoption Focus. I know that you guys waited for 4 years to become parents through adoption, and it was just 1 year ago that your son was born. So you guys have had a whirlwind of a year, and during this time that you were waiting to adopt, can you tell us what sorts of things you were doing to prepare yourself? And what were your general feelings about meeting a birth mother? That's pretty intimidating for a lot of people who are new to this.
It is. We went to a lot of Adoption Associates meetings. We educated ourselves with a lot of the things we saw online. And one of the meetings we went to included a meeting with three birth moms on the panel. And during that, we were able to listen and experience from her perspective, like what she thought of adoption and the relationship that she had with the adoptive families.
Oh, you know, and that is such an important, exciting meeting. And it's a really special night at Adoption Associates when we're able to hold one of those meetings. And I'm glad that you said that off topic just a smidge. We do have one of those very meetings tonight. So if we have any of our waiting families that are listening to this podcast, join us at the Jenison office this evening at 6:30 for the birth mother panel meeting, or call the office to get some more information. So Beth, I'm glad that you brought that up because I totally just remembered when you were talking about that. So what about your feelings, general feelings about meeting a birth mom? I assume, was this the first time for you?
Yes, it was. We were kind of nervous because we didn't know how it was going to go meeting the birth moms and kind of like their perspective on families and just what they thought about adoption in general. So it was really interesting just to be able to sit down and talk to them and listen to their side of the story.
Mm-hmm. So do you remember the day that you got the phone call when your wait was finally over and a birth mother had selected you guys?
I do. It was a Tuesday around 4:30 at night or in the afternoon. A social worker from Lansing called us and said that we were selected. And she said that it was going to move rather quickly because the birth mom had chosen us and we were meeting the birth mom on Thursday and the baby was due on Sunday.
Oh,
so
wow.
Brandon was at work at the time. So I called him and I'm like, hey, what are you doing right now? And he was delivering parts for work and he was out on the road. And I was thinking about not telling him, but I figured I'd better. And I then told him, and he responded. He's like, are you serious? We got selected. So when he got home from work that night, we talked about it, and he told his work on Wednesday that he was going to be gone on Thursday so we can meet with the birth mom.
So a really frantic, happy time and shocking. It sounds like you guys were in a bit of shock too. Tell us, what did you learn about the birth mother during that first meeting?
So, you know, as an adoptive father going into it, you're like, you know, your general senses as a male is to think they're going to have a connection with the adoptive mother. I mean, it's, you know, it's a, I don't know how to explain it really, but so when we got there at the office to meet her, caseworker told us about a little bit about her beforehand, before we met her, and she basically just said, hey, you as an adoptive father, she's going to be, you know, trying to figure you out, kind of ask questions or whatever. So, you know, be prepared for that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, when I did meet her or whatever, a lot of her personality and her likes and dislikes were about spot on with me. I mean, you would almost think we're like siblings, so to speak. but I felt a real connection with her, and also her, the birth grandmother. She was there with her. She had a lot of personality traits and likes that I had, you know, as far as I like cars, and they were both kind of like cars too. So mm-hmm. it was kind of a cool connection.
Mm-hmm. How were your feelings, or what were you feeling about the birth mother about after the first meeting?
I think we felt a sense of, you know, a guard kind of going down a little bit, because we're like, we both agreed for an open adoption, and, you know, going into it, we felt really connected to them, almost like we were, I mean, we just knew that after that first meeting, we would be, you know, probably having a fairly good relationship with them.
And I assume you went into that first meeting feeling pretty nervous, right? Feeling
oh, yeah,
like,
very.
Are they going to like us? And
well, yeah. I mean, we're both nervous, thinking, okay, what if we say something wrong, or say we like this, whatever, and they hate it, and, you know, a lot of things, but a lot of all that wasn't even relevant to the whole situation.
She was just wanting to get to know you a little better too, correct?
Correct. And, you know, we were going into it, you know, we wanted to make sure she felt kind of like the spotlight with her, because she's the one that's making the ultimate decision for this whole situation.
Mm-hmm. So I know that there was another occasion that you guys were able to meet with the birth mother before she delivered, I believe, which I know you said you were meeting her the first time, but she was due to deliver really soon. So do I have this right? Did you meet her again?
Yes, we did. She actually went a week later. So even though she was due on Sunday, she didn't go till the following week.
Okay.
So we had agreed if she did not deliver on Sunday that we were going to meet with her the following week, and which we did. We went out to dinner with her and her mom. And we let her pick, and she chose Red Robin, of all places, because she was really hungry for a burger.
Mm-hmm.
So we ate there, and then we just got to know them a lot better on a more personal level without the social worker there kind of guiding the conversation. And then at that time, the birth mom and the birth grandma kind of asked us what name or names we were thinking of to name her their son. So Brandon and I had discussed several names, and we had selected one name, but we kind of wanted to get their perspective on our son's name.
Mm-hmm.
And when we gave them about probably 10 names that we liked, not saying which name that we really liked, and it just turned out to be they chose the same exact name that we had selected.
Wow.
And the reason for that is because, like, we named our son David Allen, and the middle name is the birth grandmother's brother's middle name. So there's a connection to that name as well. And then as we were walking out of Red Robin, the birth grandma and mom handed us a large gift bag, and the gift bag was full of all sorts of clothes for the baby once the baby was born. And we were floored by that, because we weren't expecting that at all, and to know mm-hmm. that that they love that baby so much, and they wanted us to be prepared for him and his arrival.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thought that was such a blessing to us, because at that point we didn't purchase a lot of items because we weren't really sure if she was for sure going to go through with it. But at that point we knew without a doubt that the adoption mm-hmm. was going to occur.
And Brandon, you mentioned about the sense of letting your guard down, like even in that first meeting, and it sounds like even more so in the second meeting. What was it that got you to that place where all of a sudden now we're feeling very comfortable in her presence? We feel like we do know her now. What was that like?
I mean, words can't describe how good of a feeling that was. After the second time meeting with them, it was just, it's only, you know, hand of God doing it, but, you know, we felt like we were almost like family, as far as mm-hmm. we were both open to each other. And I think that's important when you want to have an open adoption, is to be a little open more than you're comfortable with. But I mean, but every adoption is different. So, but with this one, we felt total connection with the birth grandmother and the mother, and I don't know what else to say.
Oh, no, that's perfect. So, I mean, obviously today we're talking about knowing the birth mother and what that means and what that looks like, and it sounds like you guys did a very excellent job of that, so I'm hoping that our listeners can gain something from this podcast today that helps them as they may move forward with their own adoptions. Were there any particular things that the birth mother wanted to discuss? I'm sure you went in with this plan to talk about naming the baby. Did she have things that she wanted to talk with you about?
What do you think?
Not really that much. I mean, we asked her as to why she chose adoption and how she came about choosing us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really interesting to see and hear her perspective on the whole process from her eyes. But she just wanted to know more about what we were thinking for the future, like how to raise him and what kind of a house we lived in. And she
mm-hmm.
just, she had a lot of questions as to how, like, everyday life was going to be for him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, please.
Sorry. No, but with what, you know, maybe things she wanted to know, because we have expressed that I would quit my job and work from home and be a stay-home
mm-hmm.
dad so Beth could keep her job, because the benefits of her job were outweighing what I had to give.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kind of expressed that I would be home with our son for the whole time. We wouldn't need daycare, you know, and
mm-hmm.
she expressed that she wanted her son to have a good relationship with her father, or with my, mm-hmm. with me, I'm sorry.
With his father, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice. So
yep.
That was, again, another similarity in viewpoints that the two of you shared. So
yep.
This all sounds, you know, great. And it resulted in her giving birth to this baby and asking you then to adopt him, which you did. Were there any challenges for the birth mother at the hospital that you noticed or that you were aware of that helped you understand her better?
She had a long labor, and we were able to experience that with her as we were in the labor room with her. I mean, they induced her on a Saturday night, and she did not have the baby till Monday morning. So it was a long labor process, but we got to watch that. And then when she, right before she was going to deliver with a C-section, she informed us that she did not want to hold our son David first. She wanted us to be the first ones to hold him. And you could see at that point we had gotten to know her a little bit, and you could see just the hurt that was in her eyes. And then when she met him for the first time, this was probably 8 hours after he was born. She held on to him, and I mean, her mom was there too, and her mom just held on to David, and you could see the tears rolling down their faces, and it was just, you knew it was hard. It was a hard decision for them, but they knew that it was the best option that they had at that time. And mm-hmm. during the end of the hospital stay, the birth mom got discharged before we did. And she came in and said goodbye to David. And it was, I mean, that to us was a hard part because we watched her say goodbye to her son, the son that she carried for 9 months, mm-hmm. and then to walk out of the hospital with nothing in her arms. And, mm-hmm. I mean, it was hard for, it was just as hard for us as it was for her.
Well, and, you know, witnessing that grief and that selflessness that women make or have when they're choosing adoption is a very powerful thing. So while it was difficult, I'm sure, for you to witness in one regard, I think that's helpful for you guys as well. You can now know her in a different way and maybe not completely understand what she was experiencing, but have a glimpse into this emotional process for her. Because of these experiences that you had with the birth mother, you guys had already decided that you wanted to have an open relationship with her and to stay in contact. So let's talk about that a little bit, if you could.
So we decided that then, you know, I think after, going back to when we first met her, you know, I said to them, promising that this wouldn't be a goodbye. It would be just another chapter in life on this journey together. And I told them, we don't want to take this baby from having a relationship with their birth mother or birth grandmother. And if they would allow to have a relationship, it was totally up to them, you know, but it was totally up to us too. But, We wanted to make sure after this experience, we wanted her to know that she made an awesome decision, and we wanted her to be a part of it if she wanted to. Just because, I mean, words can't describe how thankful we were that, you know, waiting for such a long time and now having this precious baby in your arms, mm-hmm. and then to watch her go through, you know, the whole process, we just felt like, you know, this would be the appropriate. We wanted him to know who his birth mother was.
Mm-hmm. And she was essentially becoming an extension of your family, correct?
Yeah, correct.
And unfortunately, not everyone agreed with this idea or this decision of yours. Could we maybe talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we had, I mean, even now, after it's been a year, you know, we had someone, family member, come up that said, you know, you guys are kind of co-parenting with the birth mother, birth grandma. And we're like, no, that's not the open adoption that we have chosen.
Mm-hmm.
It's because she has said numerous times that she is not David's parent. She's his birth mother, and we are his parents to raise her child.
Mm-hmm.
We also had some people say that they were concerned that it wasn't good for him to see his birth mother every now and then, like just have a visit, like go for dinner and meet up with them.
Mm-hmm.
They felt like he shouldn't. That would confuse him too much. And, you know, we both were firm in our answer. We said, no, we won't, you know, if we were in his shoes and we were adopted, wouldn't we want to know who our birth mother is or birth father?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, we're kind of trying to put us in his shoes. And, you know, down the road, we don't know if, you know, the relationship continues or not. David might have some questions, and we want to be able to hopefully have that open relationship that he could ask his birth mother questions about the decision she made.
Absolutely. And oftentimes, you know, you touched on that concept of confusion, and we do hear that a lot. People who are trying to struggle to understand the concept of openness, and generally speaking, the confusion comes in from the not knowing. It's not the knowing who my birth mother is that's problematic for me. It's not knowing or having information available to me. I'm curious if there have been any challenges thus far in terms of the openness or the relationship with the birth mother.
Not particularly. I mean, we met with her at one time, and we were outside. We were at a car show with her and her mom, and we were just hanging out watching David as he played. And the birth mom was smoking a e-cigarette at the time, and she blew up like some vapor on David, and we were sitting right there, and we were about to say something to her. Kind of like, hey, that's not very good to do that in front of him or on him. But at that time, her mom was sitting right there, and her mom just lit in on her, saying that wasn't appropriate and that she wasn't allowed to do that. It was just kind of interesting to watch her mom take that role and say, look, you don't do that. That's your son. That's their son. And that's not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, there hasn't been any issues at all. Any contact that we've had with them or any openness, it's been very easy going.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's something that we're very thankful for.
And I think what's important to mention here is that even though you haven't had any real challenges that you've had to address, you would be prepared to. And that because you have an open relationship with her doesn't somehow mean that you would be unable to talk to her about a hard topic if one arose, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you've touched on several really important topics today. And as we are ending the end of the show, I'd like it if you could summarize what you believe are the most important lessons that you learned through all of this, or what your takeaway has been from this experience.
I think one of the most important things is if people are considering open adoption, be educated on it, because there's a lot of perceptions that people may have about open adoption or ideas, where they think that co-parenting occurs and that the birth mom is involved in discipline and everything else, and it's not the case. I mean, our situation in particular, I mean, we look at the birth mom as just being like a relative, and a birth grandma is David's birth grandma. I mean, we're hopefully always going to have that relationship with them. And I guess the other important issue is that the birth mom, I mean, she absolutely loves her child. I mean, our birth mom loved her son, and she would do anything for him. And I think that's an important thing, because a lot of people think that adoption, you just place the baby for adoption, and then the birth mom doesn't think of the baby anymore, and that's not the case. I mean, we've talked to the birth mom, and she has hard days. And we know that she has hard days. She's come right out and said it. But she knows that the adoption was the best decision for her.
Well, I really appreciate this time today. And the topic is such an important topic. And it sounds like, Beth, you and Brandon have really gone out of your way to see to it that you formed a positive relationship with your son's birth mother, and there's no doubt that those will have nothing but positive impacts for your family in the future. So we appreciate you very much for today.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate
it. Yes, thank you.
We appreciate talking about adoption and openness in it.
Yeah, it's such an important topic. We can't quite get enough of it on our show. For listeners who are looking to connect with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2373. 1-800-327-6767. Remember that Adoption Focus podcast airs every Tuesday at 11, and we hope that you continue to join us to listen, learn, and grow together in adoption. You can also reach Adoption Associates on the web at adoptionassociates.net or connect with us through Facebook or Twitter. Again, a big thank you today to Beth and Brandon. And for now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope everyone has a great day. Bye-bye.